The defense began with its closing arguments early this morning in state Supreme Court. Coastal's attorney said that he did get frustrated and shoved Brooks, the son of his then-girlfriend, causing him to suffer a fatal head injury, but it was an accident. The defense said that Coastal did care about the five-year-old, but prosecutors argued that Coastal showed he only cared about himself. They said Coastal was a, quote, drug user and drug dealer, and he lied, telling investigators multiple stories about what actually happened the night Ian died. After the verdict, Ian Brooks' great-grandmother, Carolyn Spring, was in tears. She said she was happy with the jury's decision.
Ian has justice. Oh, my God, thank you.
The jury returned a guilty verdict after 5 hours of deliberations. Coastal faces 35 years to life when he is sentenced on October 28th. Ashley Herzl, WBFO News.